This is a CKTZ News update. Noba Anderson has served Cortez Islanders for more than 13 years as their director on the Strathcona Regional District Board, which is the local municipality based on Vancouver Island. Now into her fourth term, Anderson's current mandate has been fraught with distraction. A small group of Cortez Islanders filed a petition in the Supreme Court of British Columbia to have her removed from office, accusing her of a financial conflict of interest. The court threw the case out, and Anderson was vindicated, but it lingers on through the appeal process. Anderson says this past year has been particularly trying, labeling it as being concerned with, quote, court and COVID, end quote.
I've struggled knowing how to be an effective leader because our collective pulse in this community is so quiet right now. All of the ways where we usually come out and gather and work together and know each other are very, very different the last couple of years in COVID. And so it's been tricky to know how to get the collective will and represent that in these times of sort of sustained crisis. It's been odd, certainly. And just at the most personal level, last winter and spring were really challenging. Because of my professional situation, I've been in legal wranglings with the regional district now for almost 3 years, and it's been really wearing. And I'm just really committed to trying to get through the Court of Appeal so that I can leave a position that somebody else might want to step into in a year's time when I'm finished.
Anderson has felt frustrated by the current political system governing rural communities in British Columbia.
Quite despite the people around the table, both at a staff and elected representative level at the regional district, it's not a system that functions very well or serves rural communities terribly well, because you elect somebody to go sit then at a board with, you know, 13 other people who don't know the community. And it's not by the fault of anybody, but the system is such that most of the people making decisions about Cortez know very little about this place and therefore can easily get influenced by minority opinion or particular information in a way that is not really fulsome. And I've experienced a lot of less than professional character for a long time at the regional district, and that really has become institutionalized in the last few years after the last election 3 years ago when there was a petition to remove me from office that then failed, but the regional district has been sort of caught up in the aftermath of that ever since. And I have not been treated very kindly or, I think, professionally or respectfully by the organization. So it doesn't do well in these organizations to be the young female, progressive, non-simpering islander. It's just not the majority way in this region. When we share a region with Sayward and Gold River and Campbell River, it's no fault of anyone, but it's just not a system that works terribly well.
Despite winning her court case, Anderson has concerns about the aftermath and how she's been treated professionally.
The regional district chose to not indemnify me for my legal costs, not pay my legal bills for my court case with the petitioners here who wanted to remove me from office 3 years ago. And I think that is a very, very, very problematic decision. And so I've been appealing that, as well as them withholding information from me, because I think that it means that elected officials can't rely on the understood financial backing of their local governments when defending themselves against court actions arising specifically from our role as elected officials. And why would anybody ever stand for office if they know that they're going to be so vulnerable to that kind of slanderous attack? And then the decision at the regional district means that directors are also entitled to a timely, informed legal advice. And that is a really, really big problem, because if I can't seek legal counsel, then I can't defend myself. And if I can't speak in confidence to my lawyer, then it raises the question, can I speak in confidence to the police? Like, it's a huge legal can of worms.
Looking ahead, Anderson identifies key issues for Cortez Islanders.
I mean, housing is huge. We've seen so many people come this summer who are very, very housing unstable and living in vans and very marginal situations. The cost of living generally is very, very tricky. The ability to buy land is almost non-existent. There's almost nothing on the market, and what is on the market is very, very expensive and out of reach of most people that have island incomes. And then, of course, the pandemic and our sense of not knowing what's next. And then on top of all of that, what we've been seeing climactically, both in BC and around the globe, we're moving into times of incredible instability. Our local governments are not really set up to be nimble and innovative and responsive to these kinds of things. So I think what's so critically important is fostering our social profit sector here, our nonprofit organizations, who really do have the pulse of what's happening on the ground, to be able to support in these times of anticipated continued disruption that I expect for the rest of my lifetime. And the bright side is that there's nowhere else on the planet I'd rather be. We are the most resilient, connected, kind, caring community with so much capacity. We're going to be looking at, I think, really rough times coming, but there's nowhere else better to be. So I'm planting fruit trees, you know, in the face of it, because what else do you do?
And how does Anderson characterize her time in office?
Well, either admirable or insane, depending on how you see it. But I don't think that any previous regional director has served longer. So I think for everybody's health, it's good to have renewal there.
Anderson's current term comes to an end at the next municipal election, slated for October 2022. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.